Well, Pulse Data International has released a major upgrade of the software, Keysoft, that runs its BrailleNote family of products. The BrailleNote comes in a BT and a QT version, so there's a Braille keyboard and a QWERTY keyboard. You can get an 18 or 32 character Braille display, and there's also the VoiceNote with Braille and QWERTY input. That just has the speech and therefore is considerably cheaper than the products with the Braille display, which really adds the cost. We've reviewed the Braille notes quite extensively last year in main menu. This version, though, of Keysoft is a major upgrade, and therefore it's being called version 4.0. But there's more to the upgrade than just the software. In fact, the whole guts, if you like, of the Braille note has changed with a new motherboard that is available for the Braille note. There are some big advantages of using this motherboard. Firstly, the standard amount of flash disk memory has been increased from 8 to 16 megabytes. I've had 48 megs in mind for quite some time, so that hasn't really made a difference for me personally, but I'm sure it will make a big difference for lots of people. Also, there's a new modem. They've moved to a hardware modem rather than a software modem, and it's running at 56K. It's a V90 modem as opposed to the older modem, which had a maximum of 33.6. Not only is that good in terms of speed, but actually the modem is much more reliable than the older one, so people should notice considerably better and more consistent performance with the modem. LAN awareness has been added so that you can now connect the BrailleNote to a local area network. You can use it for email and surfing the web, which we will come to, and that's the major focus of this presentation today, is KeyWeb, the web browser. And you can also use it for ActiveSync. ActiveSync is the way that Microsoft allows you to synchronize information between a desktop and what they call a portable device, such as the BrailleNote. You've been able to do that since day one with the infrared port and the serial port. And now you can also use the local area network as well, which has some pretty cool advantages. There's also been a second slot added to the BrailleNote in this new motherboard that allows you to, for example, run a network card and a compact flash card or a micro drive at the same time. The new slot is the compact flash type of device, as opposed to the larger PCMCIA type card, so you've got one of each now if you wish to use them. There have been some changes in the software in recent times that make it easier for you to erase files on the fly. Anytime you get to a list of file names, you can get to the file that you want to erase just by moving through, even if it's in the open file list, and then you can just push backspace with C to erase the file, and it asks you if you're sure you want to erase the file, and you can press Y for yes. You can also now specify the default file type that Keysoft will create. So if you do a lot of transferring of files to a colleague or to your desktop, you can have the Keysoft software always make Word files now by default, if that's what you wish to do. There have been some general stability improvements as well, but of course the major initiative in Keysoft version 4.0 is the addition of web browser capabilities. Now, there'll be a lot of people who are very pleased to hear about the browser functionality in the BrailleNote family of products, including myself. There's this ongoing debate in the blind community. It comes up every so often. I subscribe for a while to the BrailleNote list and see what people are saying, and also on other blindness technology lists. And there's this discussion that's ongoing with respect to how much should we expect these devices to do. And you do get people, normally it seems to me people who have the money to shell out on expensive BrailleNotes and VoiceNotes and laptops, or who get them provided, who say, these are only note takers. Don't expect them to substitute for a laptop computer. And I suppose I'd just like to make the point that I think that that's a bit of a cop-out, really, and that people pay very, very big money, much more than sighted people pay for an equivalent PDA, and that on that basis, we as blind people really need to lobby the manufacturers to get them, to get these products, that is, to do as much as possible, to really push the boundaries. We may have to accept that things are going to be slower than they would be if we're running a full, fast Pentium PC running Windows, And I think when we look at the browser, you'll find that it is a little slower. But if the technology is capable of browsing the web, of streaming media, of playing MP3 files, then I think they should get on with it. Of course, the other issue, though, that is realistic is the question of priorities, that how much can a company do, and if a company has to make choices, how should they prioritize those choices? And that is a reality. But I think to simply say this is a note taker is really not very accurate, because when you look at the marketing for these kind of products, they are really marketed as more than a note taker. But anyway, no doubt that debate will continue. For me, I'm just delighted when I see a product like the Braille Note pushing the envelope and trying to give the user as much as possible. That, to me, is user-focused. And I think that Polestar can feel fairly proud of the first attempt at the web browser. What I'm going to do now is wind up the channel on the mixer into which I have connected the cable that runs to the headphone socket of the Braille Note to let you hear the speech reasonably clearly. I've also slowed the Braille Note down quite a bit, and I'm now going to turn on the Braille Note.
Main menu.
And there we go. It does take a bit longer to respond these days. I guess there's a lot more happening. When you reset the unit, you notice that it's taking a bit longer. And I guess that's just because, as I say, there's all sorts of stuff going on now. I have a network card that works with the Braille Note. It's one of these tiny, compact flash cards. And when I first got this card, I thought to myself, oh, no, it doesn't work. Because I put the card in the unit, and it said, card not recognized. And so I had a talk to them about this at Polestar, and they were very, very helpful. But it actually turns out that the reason why it didn't work was because I was putting in the card the wrong way. So with this particular card, at any rate, you can actually make this go right in the machine upside down. It may be that this is something that won't apply to you, because I've got a fairly early version of the motherboard and things. So we'll just note that for what it's worth. I have this tiny network card, and it's going to go into the new compact flash slot. I'm just sliding it in. It's at the rear of the unit, and it's reasonably easy to slot in. We'll just force it, well, not so much force it, but press it in now. And there we go, card inserted has come up also on the Braille display. So that's encouraging. It's recognized the network card, and I have that cabled into one of the network outlets here in the studio. And we'll just move through the menu.
Word processor.
I'm just pressing the space bar to do this, as one normally does.
Planner. Address list. Email. Internet. Book reader.
So you see internet's there. That's the new option.
Scientific calculator. File manager. Utilities. Terminal for screen reader. Remote synthesizer. Keyboard learn. For information, press space with A. For the options menu, press space with O anywhere.
So that's good that they have made mention of the options menu here, because there didn't used to be that kind of mention. So let's get into it, shall we? Let's take you for a tour of the web browser. I'm going to press the letter I now to get into the internet.
Address, press enter for www.acradio.org/.
And the first thing you notice is that it says www. Isn't that very sort of 21st century of it? You know, www. And we can press enter. acbradio.org is my homepage. We can also have a look at the context-sensitive help for KeyWeb. And as usual, they've done a very good job with their context-sensitive help. Let's listen to what we can do here.
Type in a URL or a favorite name and press enter. For a local file, type / followed by the file name. For a list of favorites and saved HTML files, press space. For the browser history, press space with .56. You must use computer braille here. For a ., press .46. Address, press enter for www.acradio.org/.
And we'll come back to some of these features in just a little while. But as you can hear, you can now load an HTML file, which is good if somebody gives you a nicely formatted HTML document. You never used to be able to read that on the Braille Note family. You can do now through KeyWeb. So let's press enter.
Service to call, press enter for LAN.
And it's asking me for the service to call. This relates to the directory of services menu, where you can configure a range of ISPs that you might connect to, or perhaps different ways in which you might connect to the same ISP. For example, I have a connection that's configured so that my modem that's inside the Braille note can connect to the ISP when I'm on the road remotely. Unfortunately, I haven't been able to get my nice new CDMA 1X card that allows me to have very high-speed internet access when I'm away working with the Braille Note. They do have Windows CE version 3 drivers for it, but nothing for Windows CE version 2. And maybe that's something that might be worked on, because I know that CDMA 1X is also coming online in the US. Anyway, so I've got a modem connection for this ISP, but I also have a local area network connection, which gets me talking via DHCP to the network here in the studio. So I'm going to press enter to accept LAN, which is currently showing as the default.
Please wait.
At the moment, please wait is coming up on the screen, and now 3% is on the Braille display, so it's obviously made the connection. And
welcome to LAN Radio, the voice of the world's blind community.
There we have it. And you'll notice that when a page loads in KeyWeb, it will read the title of the page. Now, I'm going to assume that we're all novices and that we're at the web page, and now what do? Well, the first thing I should explain to you is that if you're already a user of Keysoft and that suite of products, then you're going to find this extremely intuitive, because it's like being in a modified version of the book reader, really. And some of the book reader features that you might not necessarily expect to find in a web browser are present. And I will demonstrate some of those features to you just a little bit later when we take a look at some of the tasks that you might want to do when you're using KeyWeb. So, again, I'd like to take a look at some of the help that we have. And I'm going to press, I have the BT version of the Braille Note, that's with the Braille keyboard. I'll press space with H for help.
To move to the next or previous link, press space or press backspace. To move to a link, press its initial letter. For more help, press space with H.
And we will, I think, get some more help. Well, we won't do that. We'll actually take you through some of the commands while we move. So, we'll press the space bar.
Listen to the ACK Radio promotional CD or read an introduction to ACK Radio and other broadcast services.
I really need to put ACB into the custom dictionary, don't I?
Visit our download page to get a player. Phonyliving.com.
So I'm just pressing space to move through the links.
Listen to ACK Radio mainstream for programming. Listen.
It's reasonably responsive.
Listen. The ACK. Visit. Need help? Search the ACK Radio site or the web. Keep up to date with ACK Radio. Join one of our email lists.
Okay, so we're just moving through link by link. Now let's activate one of those links.
Aid available for the blind.
Now what we are on now is the newsroom part of the ACB Radio front page. This is where JavaScript is used to present a whole lot of updating news stories. So, yes, this is a Java-capable browser, and that does open up quite a bit to you. I don't believe it supports Flash, and that would involve a fairly new implementation of, well, not only Macromedia, which I don't even know whether that exists for CE, but also Microsoft Active Accessibility, so I'm not sure at what stage we might get that on here, if at all.
The Daily Press, Pabion Trial Over Guide Dogs.
I see.
St. Petersburg Times. Dr. Roy Grisar confirmed as First Assistant Secretary of Labor Department's Office of Disability Employment.
So we're just moving through these stories. If I want to listen to one of these stories, then I can just press enter.
Linking.
And it says linking.
Please wait.
Which tells you that it's loading the web page. And 3% has come up on the Braille display. I can also query that with a space with H if I had the time, but it's just come up at 100.
Dr. Roy Grisar confirmed as First Assistant Secretary of Labor Department's Office of Disability Employment Policy 07/26/2002.
So it's reading the web title. Now, the next thing I can show you, now that we're on a newspaper story, is that you can quickly zap to the actual news story. This is a screen reader feature that many people will be familiar with, and it's just so invaluable, because when you get to a website like a newspaper, you often find that there's link after link after link at the top of the page before you get onto the good stuff. the material that's new to the page that's really relevant. And good screen readers offer you a feature that allows you to skip that linked text to a block of non-linked text that you can define. And BrowNote also has this feature in KeyWeb, so you get to it by pressing Enter with dots 5, 6.
Bookmark.
Okay, and let's see if we read now.
News release. Open news release.
That's
07/26/2002. Contact name, Bina Doric. Phone number, 202.
So it skips straight to the actual relevant text past the link, and it's going to read us this news story. It's all come up on the Brow display. If I go to the top of the page, which is the regular top of file command in BrowNote, space with dots 123.
Top of page. Table start.
And there is actually a skip navigation links link at the top of here, an anchor. But each link actually has an OW symbol at the beginning of it and an O sign at the end of it, separated by a clear gap so that you don't get them mixed up. When I first looked at this, I thought, well, maybe they should underline the links, use dots 7 and 8, but apparently a lot of people find that disconcerting, and so they've opted for this approach, and it's perfectly valid and usable. And so that's what we have on the webpage. I'll come back to a full newspaper site in just a moment, a site that I use regularly to show you how you can zap around things. But that is just to demonstrate, firstly, that it works with JavaScript. Secondly, that on a regular Windows-based web browser, this would open in a new window, the story. So it handles those kinds of links fine as well. That's not trivial stuff, and it does show that there's pretty good functionality built into the browser. Now I'm going to go to the New Zealand Herald website for our next demonstration, because this is a site that I use regularly, and I want to show you how you can do things when you know what you're doing on a site. So let's press Enter with O to open the site this time. This shows you the Open File option.
Address. Press Enter for www.dole.gov/opa/media/press/opa/opa2002419.htm.
Well, that's the URL of the page that we're currently on. And let's just see what we can do here. I suspect it'll be pretty much the same as choosing Internet from the main menu.
Type in a URL or a favorite name and press Enter. Local file, type backslash followed by the file name. For a list of favorites and saved HTML files, press space.
Right. So we can do that. I apologize for the cutting in and out. We've got a slightly dodgy connection on the mixer, but we will get by. Let's type www or www.nzherald.co.nz and press Enter. And
Please wait
has also come up on the Braille display. Now we have a percentage figure, and I can press space with H quickly.
7% complete. To cancel loading, press space with E.
So if you're using a voice note, you can still get progress by querying the progress with spacebar and H if you have the Braille terminal version. Now the loading is still continuing. It is definitely slower than using a fast Pentium PC, or for that matter using something like Lynx if you have a shell account. And it seems that my querying the help message has stopped it altogether. Okay, no, it's stuck on 0% for some reason now. Perhaps there's an error on this website. It doesn't normally take this long. Let's just exit out and try
address.
Typing it again. nzherald.co.nz.
Please wait.
And let's see if I won't interfere with it this time. We've got 3% on the display, and it's updating itself quite quickly now. 48%, and it's all gone blank again. So it looks like it's loading the page, and then any second now we should be on the New Zealand Herald site. It's still updating. It's at 51% now.
New Zealand News, World News, Business, Sport, Stockwatch, Travel, Technology, Classifieds.
That's the title of the page that we're on. Now, I know that there's a section in this paper, or on this website, called NZ News, which gives you the latest news from New Zealand, and that's the one I tend to look at first thing in the morning, find out what's going on, and I will press the letter N. Now, this is something that a screen reader users may find quite impressive, because on most implementations, you've got to go into a special mode where you get a list of links, and then you press the first letter of the link and do what you want to do with it. In this case, there's no special mode to go into. At any time, you can press the first letter of that link to get there. So I will press N. And now we're on a logo that has a link to it. It's NZHO logo. And I presume if I pressed enter, it might give us a description of it, but I won't bother. I'll press N again.
NZ News.
And NZ News. Yes, I have gotten around to changing that in the custom dictionary. It used to drive me nuts. NZ News. So we'll press enter to activate that link. Or, alternatively, I can push any of the cursor routing buttons within the boundary of the link. So, for example, I could just pick on the letter E for news, find the little cursor routing button up the top, and press it.
Blinking.
And off it goes. We're now loading the NZ News section of the New Zealand Herald. And it's updating itself. It's sort of flashing up a progress and then going blank for a while and then flashing up please wait and going again and still loading the page. 65% is the current status that it came up with.
New Zealand News, latest New Zealand News, NZ News headlines and NZ cartoon.
Now we've got a lot of links at the top here. And so to get to the headlines, the first few headlines always have the first paragraph of the story afterwards. So I know that if I do an enter with dots 5-6, it'll zap me straight there.
Sydney, more than 3,000 New Zealand-based rugby fans will be able to witness next year's Rugby World Cup final, according to ticketing details announced by the Australian Rugby Union.
It says something about a country when the first story on the main New Zealand news page is rugby, doesn't it? Anyway, that's how it is here. So I can now keep moving through just by pressing space.
At summit, Mugabe wins a plus. Man in court over murder of Highbury teen. NZ News. Troubled charities trustee to resign. Brother gives sister a liver and life.
Now, what I can also do is just continuously read these links. The way that they've implemented the continuous reading feature in the context of the web browser is outstanding. And I say that because here's what they've done. If you start reading a document continuously, which is the space with G command for people who are familiar with the Braille Note, you get a little beep when it encounters a link. That's good in my view because you don't have to keep hearing the word link all the time. Anything that slows people down that can't be turned off is, in my view, horrible stuff. Yes, no problem with verbiage as long as you can turn the verbiage off. So this is good that you get the little beep. Now, what they do is they memorize the last link that was spoken. So even if it's moved away from the link and it's giving you some explanatory text, let's say you've got a news story, which is a link, followed by the first paragraph of the story, which is not a link. Even when you're reading the first paragraph of the story in continuous mode, you can hit enter at any time, and it will activate the last link you came across. Really makes continuous reading very smooth and easy. Let's demonstrate that by doing a space with G.
Brother gives sister a liver and life. Applicants rush in as immigration passmark given a lift. Judges to go under spotlight. Ecstasy danger played down. Soothing words as investigators hunt fault in Air NZ plane. Eastern Highway fight could take years. Long and winding road to approval of Eastern Corridor. Blinking.
Okay, now, what happened there was,
please wait.
I wasn't quite quick enough and I got the next beep before I could get into it. So I'm getting a story I didn't expect, but that's a pretty difficult test for it and it doesn't really accurately reflect how well it works. We'll just
New Zealand News NZ long and winding road to approval of Eastern Corridor.
Oh, well, no, you see, I doubted it, didn't I? Even though we got the new beep, because it hadn't actually spoken the link, it did activate the one I'd expected. So how about that? So we are on the story that where I pressed enter about the long and winding road. What's it say? Long and winding road to approval of Eastern Corridor. All right, and we have that on the Braille display, and I can just push my backspace with dots 5-6.
Long and winding road to approval.
And it goes straight there.
03.09.2002 by Bernard Orsman. Eastern Highway is not a done deal.
Let's say that I want to send this story to a friend. There's a number of options in that regard. Firstly, we can find the top of the story. There we go. I'm just trying to do that now.
Long and winding road to approval. Long and winding.
Okay. Now, I'm at the beginning of the headline about long and winding road to approval of Eastern Corridor. Don't know quite why I picked this story, because it's not the most exciting thing. But anyway, we are there. And I'm going to, first of all, set a place marker. It's just in case I mess up and need to get back here in a hurry while I'm working on this. For people who are familiar with the BrailleNote family and the Keysoft software, you'll know that the concept of place marker has been with Keysoft since the mid-1980s, and it allows you to set 26 markers in a document that will then be available for you to zap back to at any time. In the case of a web page, those place markers aren't saved when you go to a different website and come back, but they can be quite useful if you're doing a bit of research on a web page. So I'm going to set a place marker now. I've put the cursor at the very beginning of the L of the word long, and now I'm going to do a backspace with D.
Define place marker, letter.
And I'll press place A. And that's done. I can see the place A on the Braille display. Now to prove that it's done, I can go to the top of the file.
Top of page. Table start.
On top of page indeed. And now press the space bar with the letter J to jump to a place marker.
Jump to place marker, letter.
And we'll press A.
Place A long.
And it's right on the word long. So there you go. Now I can mark the top of the block.
Black commands menu. Top of block.
Remembering L. What we're doing here is getting ready to email the story. Now I can go to the bottom of the story, and the best way to do that is just to press the space bar to get to the next link.
Feature, Auckland traffic.
Yes, indeed, it's a mess. And then work our way back, and the last line is, it could also never happen. We'll end the sentence there, and
black commands menu, bottom of block.
We've marked
black commands menu.
The bottom of the block. Now I'm going to copy that block to the clipboard.
Black copy to clipboard. Bottom of block.
Now you can also address. Go into present. Any... Oops, there we go. Well, you can also go into any other of the clients in the Braille note. So I can, for example, from here, press backspace with enter with E.
Email menu.
And do a W to write a message.
Send to.
And I'm going to send it to myself, jonathan@mosen.org.
Also sent to. Copy to. Blind copy to. Subject.
And I'll just say Herald article. Because, you know, often you want to send a news story to someone.
Attach a file to this email.
No.
Email message.
Now we're in the body of the email message, and I can simply paste the contents of the clipboard.
Black commands menu. Clipboard pasted.
And now, if I wanted to, I can send this message.
Ready to send this email?
No, I'm not. I'll push in.
One. Send to jonathan@mosen.org.
Let's see if I can get out of here.
Exit. Ready to send this email? Exit email menu.
There we go. That's what I have to do. Now we're out of sending a message. We're still in keymail, but I can do backspace with enter with I.
New Zealand News NZ long and winding road.
And we're right back in KiWeb. I can, of course, paste this into a word processor document and save it as a Word file or whatever. I could save this web page as well if I wanted to do that. So there are all sorts of options that we have for integration between the web browser and information that we can get through that, and either external communication or storing information on the Braille note itself. So that is the New Zealand Herald website, and it seems to work pretty well. In terms of the Braille display's responsiveness, it's perhaps at times a little bit less responsive than in other applications, but I don't think it's sufficiently lacking in responsiveness to be a problem. In fact, as I flick through now, it's actually not too bad at all. So that's obviously something they've been working on. So reading the newspaper, something many of us have dreamed of doing, and the internet has made it at least possible in part. and that will be open to even more people now that the Braille Note has a browser. Searching the web, finding your way through this labyrinth that is the www. Let us go and have a look at that, and we'll use Google, which is my favourite search engine. We'll press... we'll go into the favourites this time, I think, because we haven't shown you the favourites yet. So to do that, we do a enter with a lower F.
Favourites menu.
We have some options here.
Add favourite. Select favourite. Organise favourites. End of menu.
And you can, of course, use enter with O to open a favourite as well, and just press space to access your list of favourites. So it's just a personal preference thing. Let's, now that we're in the favourites menu, press... S to select a favorite.
Favorite name, computer braille is required.
This is good, because if you know what the favorite's called, you can just type it in, or you can scroll through the favorites you have. I know that I called my favorite Google, for Google, so I'm going to type it, G-O-O-G-L-E, and press enter.
New Zealand News NZ long and winding road to approval of Eastern Corridor. Probe. Please wait.
And it's loading now.
Google.
There we are, we're in Google now. That's a pretty simple page to load, and it did that nice and fast. Here's something interesting that we haven't covered yet, and it is important that we do it. I'm going to use the spacebar now.
Images, groups, directory, advanced search, preferences, language tools, advertise with us.
The astute among you will notice that it skipped right past the form. And this is one thing that I'm sure will be addressed in a subsequent release. There is no way in the present version of KeyWeb to move through the web page by element. We've discussed elements before on the program. Essentially, an element is a particular piece of HTML that does a particular thing, such as a form control, a paragraph, a link. All of those things are elements, and you can't move forward by items on the page in their correct order. So if there's a form in the middle of the page, that space and backspace command will simply skip the form and just take you between links. That's its function at the moment, moving by link. If you want to find a form, you're going to have to get into the habit of looking for a form by using the space with dots 4-6 command to move you to the next form control, and space with dots 1-3 to move you to the previous form control. Space with dots 1-3-4-6 will read you the current form control, and space with R, if necessary, will repeat the prompt. So it is going to be a bit difficult to get used to, and you will have to get into the habit of just checking to see if you've got a form on the page until that one's addressed. So let's go to the top of the file.
Top of page.
Or top of page, top. Yes. And now we'll do a space with dots 4-6.
Text input.
Now, again, something that is, in my view, much more intuitive, but will not appear so to people who have become very used to Windows screen readers, at least the popular ones, is that here there is no need for a forms mode or an MSAA mode or whatever you might like to call it. What's happened traditionally in recent years is that screen readers have loaded a web page into a buffer, and to turn that buffer off and actually interact directly with the form, you've had to turn the forms mode on or the MSA mode off, depending on which screen reader you're using. Now, in KeyWeb, that's not necessary. And for people who've never used the web before, it's going to be a huge boost for trainers. I guess it's six of one, half a dozen of the other. You're going to have to train people to look for forms, at least in this version. But you aren't at least going to have to tell people that you've got to press enter to turn a forms mode on or anything like that. So I can just type right in here now, and let's type in something groovy like Beatles in our search, B-E-A-T-L-E-S, and now we'll press space with dots 4-6 again.
Google search button.
Although we could just press enter, because that's the default button on Google, as you know. If you're a regular Google user, you don't have to tab to that button and press enter. You can just press enter. But we're on there now, and I'll press enter.
Click.
Click, it says.
Please wait.
And I have my Google set to display the maximum number of search results, so it's going to take a while to load the search results on the Beatles, which will be a big page.
Google search.
There we are.
Beatles.
Not too bad at all. And we can move through now. I think what I'll do is, once we get to the appropriate links, just quickly zap through, I'll just continuous read. Okay. And now, we'll just read them.
The Beatlesm. You can enter the Beatles One website from a high-tech or low-tech perspective. The Beatles One enhanced version requires version 4 browsers and above Shockwave 8. Description, official site and showcase of the 2000 album One. Includes single sleeves and labels, photos, category, arts greater than, music greater than,
is a link.
And artists greater than, B greater than, Beatles. www.cbeatles.com/3k-cached. Similar pages. Abbeyard's Beatle page. Really. Terry Odd on efforts to fix up the Beatles catalog from within and without Emmy. Mark Easter's proposal on revamping the Beatles CD catalog. Abbeyard.best.vwh.net/27k-cached. Similar pages. The Beatles The Internet Beatles Album. A collection of Beatles-related informational sound.
Now I'm going to press enter.
Made available. Linking.
So, you see what was happening there? It gave the link about the Internet Beatles album. Then it started on the description.
The Internet Beatles album.
Gee, it's certainly going fast enough now, isn't it? And it wasn't on a link when I pressed enter, but it remembered the last link that it saw and activated that link. So it's very good for continuous reading. And now we've found something with Google, and it's being displayed on the brow display, the Beatles, the Internet Beatles album. And I'm just looking through. We've got biography here. I'm just reading on the braille display now, which is a lovely thing to be able to do. Some of these don't have alt text, and so we have to look at the URLs. For example, there's one here called briefs.html. I guess that's pretty self-explanatory. And brutes.html, B-R-O-O-T-S. I guess that's the roots of the Beatles. So there we are. It's all on the braille display. So that's how you can search for material in Google. And it will store your preferences because the Braille Notes web browser, KeyWeb, is cookie-aware. So if you set your preferences to only display material in a certain language, to display so many search results per page, it does remember that. Similarly, if you go to websites that store login information or something like that, then it will remember that too. It also does handle those network login type boxes as well, so reasonably comprehensive. What about if we want to do some shopping? Yes, shopping. Let's see if we can go to a website and do a bit of that. One website that I visit very regularly is called Marbex. It's a New Zealand shop, and when I lived in Auckland, I used to go in there and marvel at all the CDs and records in those days that they had, and they had more than one shop, ultimately, quite near to one another. You know, one shop entirely for classical music, another one for jazz, and on it went. It's glorious. So now you can get there on the internet, and I'll bring up the... This time, I'll press enter with O.
Address, press enter for www.beatlesagain.com/...
And this time we'll press the space bar.
List of favorites in flash disk / any day to day in history Google. Marbex.
There's Marbex in my favorites. So that's another way to use favorites. And we will press enter. And no feedback yet, but
please
please wait to come up. And we've got 97%.
www.marbex.co.nz.
And here we are. Now I know that I want to search for something, and I'm sure there will be a search form on this page, so we'll press space with dots 4-6.
Text input.
And it just says text input. It's not reading the prompt. Sometimes it doesn't, but most of the time it does pretty well. I think generally screen readers are a bit like that anyway as well. So here's where I can type something that I'm searching for, and I thought maybe with the recent 25th anniversary commemorations of Elvis's death, we could do a bit of searching for Elvis. So I'm going to type Presley in here, and that's come up. Presley. It does give you instantaneous grade 2 translation on the braille display, by the way. So now we'll press the we'll try going to the button for submit, and it's not there, and that's because the search button, I can actually see it on the braille display, is not a button, it's a link. This is where it will be nice when they eventually allow you to move by element, but it's no big deal. I can just, as I say, see the search on the braille display right next to where I've typed Presley. And so I will just use one of the cursor routing buttons.
Blinking.
And we're on our way to searching for Elvis and seeing what he's... I wonder if they've got any of their of the old Elvis movies. He certainly made enough of them in the late 50s and all through the 60s. Various quality. Currently, the brow display is showing 93%. I suspect it's quite a big search result. Now, here, the enter with dots 5-6 isn't appropriate because there'll be lots of links, and I have my threshold, which we'll show you later, for how many non-linked characters it looks for quite high because I tend to read a lot of newspapers and articles. But I do know that the search results tend to start after a link called Contact Us. That's just one of the things you find out when you use a site often enough. So I'm going to press the letter C until I get to Contact Us.
Country, classical, check your charts, competitions, contact us.
There we are, and now I can press the space bar to start looking through the search results.
More info, add to cart, more info.
All right, okay, I'm going to have to, well, in this case, it's better to just continuously read. So let's go back with the backspace key.
Add to cart, more info, contact us.
Oh, there we go.
Contact us.
And I'm just going to set it continuously reading with space with G.
Contact us, Blue Hawaii, Paramount, / DVD released 5/06/2002 NZ $47.99. More info, add to cart, G. Change of habit, Universal, / DVD released 17/08/2002 NZ $66.99. More info, add to cart, page. Flaming Star, 20th century.
I should just say that when it's saying page, let me just be clear that that's in fact true. Yeah, I thought so. It's actually saying PG, which is a new... I don't know whether that's a code used in other countries or not, but it stands for Parental Guidance. It's a classification thing. Fancy Elvis doing a movie that requires parental guidance.
/ DVD released 19/08/2002 NZ $57.99. More info. Add to cart. Page. G Blues. Paramount. / DVD
GI Blues, that is. Actually, that might be quite good.
More info.
Okay, I'm pressing enter on more info to find out about
Please wait.
GI Blues. I got the hook. 2, 3, 4. Yeah. Okay, it's loading the GI Blues page now. Because we're going to actually try and purchase this. That's the point. To try and show you how we get on with making a purchase using KiWeb. Because shopping online is certainly a huge thing for blind people. It gives you more independence. I'm sure many of you can relate to trying to take a sighted person into a store with you to browse. You know, not to just go in and say, I'd like to pick up a copy of, but just to browse. You have to know someone really well for a very long time before you can do that, really, effectively. And something like a web browser allows you to open up all those opportunities. So we are on the page now after all that verbiage from me, and we should now be able to use the enter with dots 5-6 command to get past the non-linked text and start reading.
Release date, Wednesday, 5 June 2002. G. With a screen 1 period 78, 1 anamorphic ampersand dash. Dolby Digital 5.1 ampersand dash. Color ampersand dash. 99 minutes ampersand dash. PAL. Includes theatrical trailer. Elvis sings. G.I. Blues. Tonight is so right for love. Wooden heart. Blue suede shoes. And more.
Oh, yes.
The year was 1960. A Payola scandal shocks the music world. Movie fans are introduced to glorious Mellovision. The 50-star flag is adopted. And in G.I. Blues, Elvis adopts an on-screen persona he knows well in real life, a sink in G.I. in West Germany. Eager to open a stateside nightclub after his fish in khakis, he takes part in a wager to raise the dough he needs. The bet, he can melt the iceberg heart of a willowy dancer, Juliette Krause. But all bets may be off when real love intervenes.
Oh, man. Sounds good, doesn't it? And that's actually that's the end of the page. It's quite amazing that they've remastered all those old things in 5.1 Dolby Surround Sound, and it's amazing how some of them scrub up, you know. Anyway, we'll press the backspace key, because that's the end of the page, so I presume if we backspace...
Add to cart.
There we go, we've got the Add to Cart link, so I can just press Enter to add it to the cart.
Linking.
And it will do that
Please
in
wait.
Due course. Please wait to come up on the Braille display. 2, 3% on the screen now. 94%, You can probably hear it clicking over. And I would say any second now.
www.marbex.co.nz your cart.
So now I can check my cart. I'm sure there'll be a form field here because I'm pretty used to this site.
Text input.
Now that is the search box that we find on every page. But if I do space with dots 4-6 again.
Text input 1.
There we go. And it's got the number 1 in this text input. I'll just continuously read this.
Text input 1. G Blues, Paramount DVD NZ $47.99. Delete. Your order total NZ $47.99. Love data card. Check out.
Now these links, I guess they must not be properly alt text links because they have, if I can just get back to them. Yeah, they have the letter L before each one. Don't quite know why, but we've got L checkout there, and that's the one I want to do. I want to check out.
Blinking.
Because we want to make a purchase and see if we can complete the form.
Please wait.
I might actually buy this, you know, and for real, like for real, but I won't do it now. We're going to...
marbex.co.nz, please log in.
Okay, now, there are also links on here that start with the letter L. I'm just going to hit L.
New customer.
Okay, that's it. I don't know why it does that. It says L, new customer, and then if I go to the next
returning.
Link, L, returning. So I am a returning customer. They know me well, so I press enter.
Blinking. Please wait.
37% shows on the Braille display.
www.marbex.co.nz please log in.
We'll do space with dots 4-6 because you can only log in with a form.
Text input. Email address. Text input.
Okay, speaking that prompt just fine. Email address, and I'm going to type mine in. And then do space with dots 4-6.
Password. Text input.
And we'll type in the password, and it's displaying on the Braille display as asterisks. And again, right next to it, we have the L reg butt. I think that's the button I need to press, so we'll do it.
Blinking.
It's not a form control, you see, so I couldn't use space with dots 4-6 to get there. It's at 21%, so...
www.marbex.co.nz, check your details.
Check your details. Well, I know I haven't changed anything since I was last here, so let's see if we can go to the bottom of the page...
Bottom of page.
...and get work our way up.
Continue.
That's it, the continue button.
Blinking.
It just asks you to verify that your address and all those sorts of things are correct. And now we're on to the page where we can see how well we do with this form to make a purchase of... it's been so long getting here. Oh, GI Blues, yes.
Checkout
now.
Text input.
That's the text input for the search that's on every page. So we'll do space with dots 4-6 again.
Payment method. Selection list. Visa.
And let's see. How do we navigate these selection lists in KeyWeb? Well... Again, we turn to the spacebar plus H for context-sensitive help.
To move through this selection list, press space or press backspace. To move to an item in this selection list, press its initial letter. To select an item in this list, press enter. To hear the prompt for this input control, press space with R. For more help, press space with H.
So, we can use the spacebar to go through the options.
Manga.
I don't know what manga is.
Random list.
Oh, that's all there is.
End
Hang
of
on.
List, manga, Visa, MasterCard.
I see.
Diners, Amex, gift voucher, check, selection list.
Oh, there's all sorts of options. I wish someone would give me a Marbex gift voucher.
Check, gift voucher, Amex.
Okay, let's
Diners,
choose
MasterCard
and then move on with... oh, we've got to press enter to make the choice, by the way.
Selection list, MasterCard.
Right, we've pressed enter and that has selected the item. Now we do space with dots 4-6.
Card number, text input.
And we can enter a card number. I won't enter that now, but you would just enter that in the normal way. It's speaking the prompt fine.
Expiry millimeters slash y, text input.
Millimeters means mm slash yy, as in 02 slash 04 or whatever it might be.
AA rewards number, text input.
That's the Automobile Association in this country. They have a rewards plan. You can accumulate points. And if you make a purchase, you can give them your number.
AA rewards expiry millimeters slash year text input.
It's the expiry date. And that's all. So now we've got a submit link, and if I press that, had I filled all the information in, the purchase would have been confirmed and it would be on its way to me. So, as you heard, all fields in that form spoke perfectly, and it is possible to make a range of purchases using KeyWeb. Let's go and have a look at another site and show you something that's quite useful, although a little bit cumbersome in my view at the moment. We'll press enter with O.
Address. Press enter for HTTPS.
And go to www.w3c.org.
Please wait.
This is quite a large page, I think. This is the page of the World Wide Web Consortium. And it's at 36% according to the display. Now it's back at 4%. I guess it's loading another page. Still showing four. Oh, there we go.
The World Wide Web Consortium.
The World Wide Web Consortium, as this thing says. We are on this page. It has any form fields?
Text input.
Yes, and it doesn't tell us what the form field's for. Let's see. Ah, okay, it says search Google before it. So that's what that's for. And that's all. So you'll get to a Google search field. There are other things that you can do with space with dots 1, 3 and 4, 6. And you can turn this space with dots 1, 3 and 4, 6 feature into whatever mode you want at any time. When you load up the browser, it defaults to form control. I would really like to see some quick keys implemented. Certainly the menu is good for newer users, but it would be nice to be able to not have to go into this menu and have some clever keys where you can do all this navigation that's possible without going in here. Anyway, that's how it is at the moment, and we'll show you this. It's space with T.
Function of space with dots 1, 3 and space with dots 4, 6. Currently moved by input control.
And we know that's been working because we've been moving around by input control with those functions for some time. Let's look at the other options that are available to us by pressing spacebar with H.
To move by link, press L. To move by input control, press I. To move by heading, press H. To move by frame, press F. To leave this option unchanged, just press enter. To exit, press space with E. Function of space with dots 1, 3 and space with dots 4, 6. Currently moved by input control.
Now, I don't think there are any frames on this page, but I'll just check.
Moved by frame, heading style.
Let's see. We'll do a space with dots 4, 6 now. No, it shows no frames. So let's go back and do space with T followed by H.
Function of move by heading, heading style.
Now we're into move by heading, and there are lots of headings on this page.
Leading the web to its full potential.
There's that heading.
W3CA2Z.
Another heading.
Architectural Principles of the World Wide Web Working Draft Published.
So I'm just using space with dots 4, 6 to navigate these headings.
W3C Team Talks in September. W3C Team Talks at 22nd International Unicode Conference.
And space with dots 1, 3, that moves us back.
W3C Team Talks in September.
So it's good. It just could be a little bit more accessible in my view in terms of getting to the moving by heading. It would be lovely to just have a key that does that. Now, let's just test the frame navigation. I know that on GW Micro they use frames, so let's go there.
Address.
www.gwmicro.com. And we'll let this page
Please
pop
wait.
Up. Incidentally, in Windowise Professional, you can use your Braille notes as a Braille display under Windows XP and Windows 2000, as you can with JAWS, but you can also use it as a synthesizer,
GW Micro Incorporated,
which you cannot do with JAWS under Professional, under XP and 2000 and that lot. Okay, now I did say frame 1 of 3 there. There are no headings on this page. We've just checked that by doing a space with dots 4, 6. But there are frames, so let's do a space with T followed by F.
Function. Move by frame. Link start.
Now, we can do space with DOS 4.6.
Frame 2 M3.
And it, well, that's what it tells you.
Frame 3 M3.
And we can just continuously read.
W Micro Incorporated. 700.
So that's the address information. I think frame 2 is the body of each page.
Frame 2 M3. Powered by active accessibility. Device 4.2.
Sorry, that's...
Download the Windows 4.2 standard upgrade. Select one of the links below. Windows 4.2 normal. Windows 4.2 dongle. Windows 4.2 everlock. GW micro grill.
So that's how you move through by different elements. Frames, headings, and input controls are currently supported. Well, there's a lot of reading material out there on the web, and you want to get to some of it. So let's have a look for some. Firstly, in Braille. I'm a bit limited in terms of what I can show you because being a non-US citizen, I'm unable to test this out with web Braille, but having read others' comments, I understand it works with web Braille. With Bookshare, which also being a non-US citizen I don't have access to, I think the problem that will arise there for the moment is that the books, as I understand it, come down in a proprietary packed format so that the book is in some way identifiable to the user who downloads it. And you run a program on your PC and it actually creates, whether it be the DAISY book or the HTML version or the Braille file. So you would have to have access to a PC at the moment to unpack those Bookshare books and then transfer them using ActiveSync to your Braille note, or perhaps using one of the compact flashcards or any number of options that you have for communicating with other devices. It would be very helpful for Braille note to use zip files as if they were folders. So you could open up a zip file on the flash disk, and it would just be like being in a folder. It's very similar to the way that Kurzweil 1000 has implemented the support for zip files as if they were folders. But in the meantime, you will have to find a PC of some kind to unzip and unpack these files. One place that I am able to go and show you Braille files is the International Electronic Braille Library that Peter Donahue told us about quite some time ago now on Main Menu. So let's go to that with Enter with O.
Address.
www.braille.org. And now the page is loading. Please wait, it says.
International Braille Research Center, Frame 2 M3.
And now that we're in frame mode, it's telling us where we are. I want to probably get back into input control mode now because that's where I would generally want to be.
Move by input control.
That's fine.
Style.
And now, let's look at the links.
Braille facts. Check out our resource library. International Electronic Braille Library.
That's where I want to be.
Thinking.
There are quite a few International Electronic Braille Library
Please
books.
Wait. Welcome to the International Electronic Braille Book Library.
And we'll see what we've got here.
Indices.
Help.
Translation. Problems. Contributions. International Braille Research Center. Portability. Reading books. Indices. Translating books. Reporting problems. Contributions to the index by author.
All right, let's look at the author index.
Please wait.
And it's loading, I guess, what is a fairly good-sized index now of books. A lot of these are in the public domain and have been translated into Braille by volunteers. It's an excellent project that has been done. It's been showing 78% for quite a
Braille
good
books ago. Sorted by author.
Braille books sorted by author. And we are looking at public domain stuff, so I think we'll do a search for some Dickens. Touch of culture. So we can use the find command. This is the regular find command that people will be used to who are Keysoft users.
Find. Search forward or back. Find. Computer Braille is required.
And we'll type D-I-C-K-E-N-S and press enter.
Found. Dickens.
Look, it's got some. It's got a Christmas carol. That actually, part of that comes in the Braille note itself. We've got some short Christmas stories by Charles Dickens. The Charles Dickens Collection. The Charlotte Bronte Collection. Okay, so we moved on to... How do we get from Charles Dickens to Charlotte Bronte? It must be in that kind of alphabetical order, from Charles to Charlotte, as opposed to from Dickens to Bronte. Okie dokie. Let's see. The Charles Dickens Collection. All right, let's have a look at that. That'll be pretty huge.
Blinking. Please wait. Untitled normal page.
What links do we have here?
A Christmas Carol. A Tale of Two Cities.
Oh, right, okay, so you can download all of these.
Some short Christmas stories. Download as single files. Dickens1.zip.
Okay, you can download them as single files.
Download as multiple files. Dickens.zip. To get help.
So, zip files would be ideal, but you can still download these individual books here.
Download as single files, some short Christmas stories, A Tale of Two Cities.
A Tale of Two Cities. Let's have a look at that. Good story. I'm going to press enter on that, and that will actually load the BRF file, because this is a Braille formatted file, into KeyWeb.
Blinking.
And A Tale of Two Cities is no small book,
please
so...
Wait.
Well, we are on a network, so it shouldn't take too long. 52% it says, apparently.
A Tale of Two Cities.
There we go. And let's see. So now we're on the A Tale of Two Cities page, but you don't have the book. That's why it loaded so quickly. Let's have a look here.
Title. Contents. Book 1, Chapter 1, The Period. Book 1, Chapter 2, The Mill. Book 1, Chapter 3, The Night Shadows. Book 1, Chapter 4, The Preparation.
So these are all individual files. It would be much easier to be able to download them as a zip and just unzip them. But you can do this individually if you'd like. You just go back to Chapter 1.
Book 1, Chapter 2. Book 1, Chapter 1, The Period.
Press enter.
Blinking. Please wait. http://www.braille.org/braille_books/dickens/two-cities/book1c01.brf.
And now we're in a BRF file, a Braille file, and you can read it if you wish, right from within the browser.
Book the first recalled to life, the period, it was the best of times, it was the worst of times, it was the age of wisdom, it was the age of foolishness, it was the epoch of belief, it was the epoch of incredulity, it was the season of light, it was the season of darkness, it was the spring of hope, it was the winter of despair, we had everything before us, we had nothing before us, we were all going direct to heaven, we were all going direct the other way in short. The period was so far like the present period that some of its noisiest authorities insisted on its being received, for good or for evil, in the superlative degree of comparison only.
Isn't that absolutely fantastic? That is just such an amazing introduction. I never get tired of it. So, if you would like to save that to your disk, all you need to do is press space with S.
Folder name. Press enter for general.
And I want to put this, because I'm going to have each chapter in a separate file, I'm actually going to make a new folder for this, and I'm going to call it Cities. And press enter.
Folder does not exist. Create a new folder.
Yeah, I want to create a new folder.
File name, Computer Braille is required.
And Computer Braille is required, so I'm going to put vk1cp1.brf.
Saved.
And to prove that it's all there and in good order, we can now go to the book manager right from within here, the book reader, with enter and backspace and B.
Read book in which folder? Press enter for my books.
Now let's go to cities.
Book name, Computer Braille is required.
And we'll just go through what we have in here.
BK1CP1.BRF. Review the options.
Nope.
Top of document. Four spaces.
And here we are.
Book the first recalled to life. The period. It was the best of times.
Yes, indeed. It's good. And now we have chapter one there, and we could go on and just download those chapters and assemble the complete A Tale of Two Cities right from there. Now we can push enter and backspace and I, and zap, we are right back into the web browser showing the book. So that's how to download booksfrombraille.org, and anyone in the world can do that, and there's quite a good collection there. You may find it easier, though, in practice, for the moment, to download the full zip file, unzip it if you have access to another machine, which I suspect if you're listening to this on the web, you clearly do, and then send it to your Braille note that way for now. But it's doable. Now let's take a brief look at downloading, because you can download binary files. Obviously, that will have fairly limited functionality at the moment, because there still hasn't been an appearance of the application programming interface for the Braille note, so you're quite limited in terms of what programs will run. But you can download things, and it would be good, for example, to download Braille note upgrades directly onto the Braille note. And we can have a bit of a play with this by going to the Pulse Data International website.
Address.
We'll go to www.pulsedata.co.nz and press enter.
Please wait.
And we are now please Pulse, waiting.
Please wait. Pulse Data International Low Vision Specialists.
Here we are. And let's see if we can download some Braille note upgrades, even though we have the latest, but it's just an example to show you where this might be useful.
Australia, Europe, France, New Zealand, North America, United Kingdom, International.
So we'll go to
United, North America, New Zealand,
and press enter.
Please wait.
And 2% currently shows, 67 now on the Braille display.
Pulse Data International New Zealand. Text only. Bobby approved. About Pulse Data products. News. Agency products. Support. Downloads.
There we go. I think we'll find something worth downloading in the downloads page, don't you? So we're going there. And this is what you might do if eventually there's a free update available.
New Zealand, Braille Note.
And Braille Note is what we want to do, so we'll press enter on Braille Note.
Please wait.
So as you can hear, it's pretty solid and easy to navigate around. 3% showing on the display now, and now 5%, I think, and there we go.
Braille Note. New Zealand, downloads. Read me for PSoft 3.06 build 2143. Details. PSoft 3.06 build 2143. Detail. Active Sync Installer for PSoft 3.06. Detail. JAWS for Windows.
Let's go back.
Detail. Active Sync Install. Details. PSoft 3.06 build 2143.
Now, obviously, I'm not going to install this because I already have a newer version of KeySoft than this. I'm running KeySoft version 4 to be able to do all these things. But we'll press enter.
Linking.
And it says linking.
Please wait.
And now it says please wait. Now, I thought you could push enter, but we'll push spacebar with H and that will give us some progress.
Downloading file KeySoft 306 build 2143.exe. To cancel the download, press space with E. Please wait.
And it's downloading it. You don't really get any feedback that I can ascertain as to how the download is going, but it is going, and Space with H will tell you that the download is going, and eventually it would say that the download is complete. So we'll, I think, exit this at this point, because I don't need this.
Failed to download file PSoft 306 build 2143.exe.
It is true, but it shouldn't feel bad about it, because it was entirely my fault that it failed to download. Let's take a look at some of the configurability in the browser by pressing enter with M.
Internet options menu.
And what options do we have?
Open HTML file.
So we've covered that earlier. You can open an HTML file.
Set current page as home page.
Easy enough to do. Just push enter with O followed by S and you've set the page that you're currently on to your home page.
Go to home page.
And enter with O followed by G, you'll go to your home page from anywhere.
Internet file management.
This has a few essential features in.
Internet file management menu. Clear cookies. Delete temporary files. Erase browser history. End of menu.
So if you're worried about how many cookies you're accumulating, you can clear them. You can't disable cookies, though. And
erase browser history. Delete temporary files.
Let's do that.
Cleared.
Lovely. We've deleted the temporary files. And now I think we're out of the menu.
Address. Press enter.
No, hang on a second.
Blank.
There we go.
Internet options menu. Open HTTP. Set curve. Go to home. Internet file management.
Just the other option about the history is important if you don't want people to see where you've been, basically.
Display settings.
Now, into the display settings.
Display settings list. Hide images without descriptions. Currently, yes.
So, if there are images that really don't add anything and they don't have descriptions, you can turn them off. But you do seem to be able to still have access to URLs that don't have alt text.
Automatically read input control prompts? Currently, yes.
I'm not quite sure why you wouldn't have input control prompts automatically read, but if you don't want them read, you can turn it off.
Text section size? Currently 77 characters.
Let's have a listen to what it says about this. We've talked about it a bit, but here's the help for
it. This is the minimum number of characters that defines a text section. Type a number between 10 and 200. Text section size? Currently 77 characters.
All right.
End of list.
And that's the end of the list.
Exit Internet. Open it. Set. Go to Internet file. Display settings. Print current web page.
So you can print if you wish.
End of menu.
And that's the end of the menu. I have just a few favorites that I've stored on the Braille Note, but I might like to start organizing them in the hope that I will add more. So let's have a look at the favorites and how you can do that, because there are some powerful features there.
Favorites menu. Add favorite. Select favorite. Organize favorites. End of menu.
And,
organize favorites.
Organize favorites.
Folder name. Press enter for my favorites.
And that is where it puts the favorites by default in your flash disk under my favorites.
List of favorites in my favorites folder. Any data day in history. Google.url. Marbex.url.
Let's hear all the things that we can do here.
To choose a different folder, press space with E. To return to the web page, press space with E twice. To rename this favorite, press backspace with R. To delete it, press backspace with .2356. To move it, press backspace with M. Marbex.url.
I'd like to move it, so I'm going to press backspace with M.
Destination drive, press enter for flash disk. Destination folder name, press enter for general.
And I'm going to... really need to get into directory mode to do this properly, I think.
Destination directory name, press enter for slash general. Computer Braille is required.
And I'm going to have to go up to the parent level, so we'll do space with dots 2, 3.
Destination directory name, press enter for slash computer Braille.
And we'll go
subject
to
manual, my books, my favorites.
My favorites.
Destination directory name, press enter for slash my favorites. Computer Braille is required.
We can type shopping.
Directory does not exist. Create new directory.
Yes.
One file moved.
So that has moved the Marbex favorite from the My Favorites folder to a subfolder called My Favorites slash Shopping. Now, you may not want to do it that way, but I like having a parent favorites folder and then different categories underneath. But you've got the power to move your favorites pretty much anywhere you want, really. So that's the favorites and the ability to organize. Another thing I think they've made a nice job of, or just get out of there, is the history list. And we can get to that by pressing enter with H. In the lower,
history,
by the way. H in the lower.
Tuesday, 3 September 2002.
Let's have a look at all the things we can do, but first of all, we'll go through this current favorite.
Title, last visited, Tuesday, 3 September 2002, 1544. URL, http://www.braille.org/braille_books/dickens/two-cities/book1c01.brf.
Now, you see that it didn't have a title in the title field. That's because this particular page was a BRF file, not a web page, so it didn't have a title.
Domain.
And it didn't come up with a domain as well, I suspect, because it also wasn't a web page. So let's see if we can find something better.
Domain.
Let's see. I need some help.
History command list. To go to this history item, press enter. To move to the next field, press space. To move back to the previous field, press backspace. To move to the next history item, press space with dots 5, 6.
Uh-huh.
To move back to the previous history item, press space with dots 2, 3. To search, press space with F. To sort the history by domain, press space with S. To move forward or back a date, press backspace with .6 or .3. To move forward or back a week, press backspace with .5 or .2. To move to the previous or next domain name, press backspace with .4 or .1. To go to the top of the history list, press space with .123. To go to the bottom of the history list, press space with .456. No more commands.
Right, lots of comprehensive stuff in the history list. Let's do space with .56.
No more commands.
Oh, I've got to get out of the help first, don't I?
Exit domain.
Here we go.
Domain promo.net.
And promo.net, what have I been doing here?
URL http://promo.net/page/. Last visited Tuesday 3 September 2002 1548. Title Project Gutenberg Official Books Index Free Books Online.
And that, believe it or not, is somewhere that I have visited recently, and I've chosen not to include that in the review because it's getting long. So, but I have been there, and it's showing me that I have. Wow, the marvels of recording, eh? So that's how the history list works, and it is comprehensive, and there's all sorts of ways to organize the material. And if you wish, as was seen earlier, you can clear that history. And essentially that's it. That's a look at the KeyWeb browser from Pulse Data International. Obviously, with the network capability, I should add that the email using the network is really very fast. And let's just demonstrate that. We'll go into
main menu.
The email.
Email menu.
And I'm connected, so I just need to push C for connect. And it doesn't even ask me for a service to call.
There are 13 email on the server. Checking for new email. 1, 2. Receiving 3. Receiving 4.
So it's really
receiving 5,
going for it.
6. Receiving 7. Receiving 8.
That's a big one. That's a big one. And we can check on the status.
Receiving message 8 of 13. 85% complete. Message size 2,400. Received 19%
of total
email waiting.
It does seem to have become stuck on that file. Well, there you go. But generally, generally I have found it a bit more reliable than the past. Although I still maintain that with the announcement in the press release that KeySync is coming up, which is very good news, because you'll apparently be able to synchronize your Braille notes with Microsoft Outlook, and that will make a big difference. I do hope that the email client does get a bit more attention so that...
receiving 9.
Oh, finally
10,
got there.
Receiving 11.
So that it will perhaps offer filters or rules and allow you to download mail in the background as well. Okay, it's finished receiving. So that's the email working on the local area network. And although there was a bit of a glitch there, could have come from anywhere, I have found it to be quite fast now. And it's significantly better with the new modem. So that's KeySoft version 4.0, which includes KeyWeb. The prices differ depending on where in the world you are, and you probably need to contact your Pulse Data International representative to find out exactly how it all works, because it will vary depending on, firstly, whether you want to buy into a Braille note. You've got to look at getting the new motherboard and all sorts of other options as well. I also am not clear whether they are offering a version of the browser software for the old hardware. So I'm sure that somebody from PDI will be listening closely to this review, and that if they want to send us some information, we'll make sure we get pricing or other upgrade information to you next week. But this is a very good start. It's a very solid platform on which to build. There are some concepts in here that I think other vendors could actually learn from. Hopefully they will address the moving by element thing quite soon, and who knows, maybe one day it will stream, which I think will be fantastic. But a good effort, and a little on the slow side at times perhaps, but that's probably due to the architecture and the engine and all those things, but usable, very usable as of day one, and a very nice job indeed.